Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. Once again, we are back inside the building with another fantastic edition of the Interview Hour, our daily interview series where we speak to different artists from around the world about the projects they are working on, where the projects have come from, and of course, what else is on the way. I'm so excited to get into today's conversation because it's someone whose music I've been banging for a hot minute now, someone whose sound I'm so interested in discussing more than anything else. We've got a man like Praise on the line. How are you doing, sir? You all good?
I'm doing great, bro. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm really excited to get you on the show.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Each and every time, bro. As soon as I saw this one was available to do, I was like, yes, we're jumping right on this one. I feel like it's going to be a good time, a good conversation. Yeah. And I'm really excited to hear a few things about the project more than anything else. Obviously, you're in kind of album mode at the moment. You're in kind of album promo mode. First of all, how are things your end? It looks like things are going quite well.
Yo, everything's going great. Super amazing. I'm excited. The album is out. Everyone has been loving it. And it's the energy I was hoping for and anticipated. You know, so I'm really excited about this new album. You know, and I'm so super happy. So super happy.
Amazing, man. That's what we love to hear, yeah, man. It's having listened through the album, again, we'll dive more into the actual album itself moving forward. Having listened to it, I can understand if you being happy with it because it's such a cool kind of project to take in. I really enjoyed listening through it. Obviously, you're in the kind of promo mode at the moment. It seems like you're quite busy in regards to kind of pushing it. What sort of stuff are you getting up to let people know what's going on?
I've been doing my media runs, the tour, media tour. I started off in Nigeria. Next month, I'm moving to East Africa, doing Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania. From there, I think I'll be coming to the UK. Just basically just pushing the music worldwide. You know, the music needs to be heard. I need to expand the fan base. Basically, that's the motive. People need to hear the music from Praise, you know. So I've been on the promo mode right now. I'm going beast mode, you know. And we keep pushing, bro.
Amazing, man. Amazing. It's great to see. It's good to see you're going to so many different places as well. And the thing that I really like about that is the fact that the album does kind of go into so many different directions. It had so many different kind of global influences, and it's really kind of clear to see that. So it's cool to see kind of taking it in different places. Like, how have you found the response to be from, I suppose, different areas around the world?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to make music that would basically cross borders. I want to make music that everyone can connect with. And if you look at the lineup from the album, the collaborations you have, you see a musician from East Africa, you see a musician from Portugal, from Nigeria, from Sweden. So I mean, it's just very, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and I wanted to make music that has an experience. Like, if you attend a Praise concert, I want you to experience different dimensions, different experiences, or different vibes of music, going from this way, from the low to the high, low, up there again, you know, so just different experiences. And with this album, I decided to tap into different genres of music, from Afro beat to Afro pop to R&B to Afro soul to kizomba to trap soul. I mean, to the ballads, everything is there, you know. And I wanted everyone to have a song for themselves.
You know? Awesome. No, I think that's something that translates really well as well. Again, we're going to talk about the collaborations in a few minutes because there's a few we really need to dive into, kind of looking through it. But again, I want to kind of dive into like an overall kind of look at the album, because obviously this feels like it's a big project for you. It feels like it's a project that's had a lot of thought going into it. Obviously on the back of that with the media run as well. When did you first kind of know that you were putting stuff together to go towards this project in particular?
It was during lockdown. Actually.
Okay.
this project took me 2 years. I started in July 2020. Okay. And I was done with my EP. I put out an EP and it was called To The Moon. And after that, I was like, yo, like, now I need to start working on my first independent album. This is my first independent album, you know? So I'm like, yo, like, I need to show people that I'm still hungry. You know, like, I need to give it my everything, you know. So immediately I was done with the EP, I went straight in. I mean, I'm really happy because at that point in time, I had the creative flows were there. I'm just so happy that I didn't have like a creative block. You know, that was one of the fears of a creative, you know, and I went in, kept recording, kept creating music. Took me 2 years to put this particular project together.
2 years though, that's kind of crazy. And I think something really interesting to dive into about that is obviously over 2 years your musical influences change, your kind of ideas change, your kind of what you want a tune to be changes. Is that something that you can kind of feel when you now listen back to it start to finish?
Yeah, definitely. Like when I listen to this album, when I listen to my first album and this album or all the albums I've put together, one thing I can say for a fact is I have evolved, I have grown, I've become a better singer, the writing has changed. My writing perspectives has changed. My vocal delivery has changed. And I can just see growth, basically, in this project. And it's honestly one of the things that gives me joy with this particular project.
Definitely, man. It's really cool to see again. On the kind of concept, you mentioned it earlier, obviously wanting to bring so many different styles into the kind of fold. Again, I'm assuming these are all styles that have influenced you over the years and you've kind of amalgamated them into this kind of fabulous collection of sounds in one place. With those, how did you go about finding the balance? Because that's one thing I clocked listening when I did like a full long play, start to finish. I clocked the actual balancing of the track listing felt so like in the right sort of place. Everything felt like it was where it was supposed to be. How long did you kind of put into that side of things, and how do you make sure you keep things balanced in that sort of scenario?
So with the arrangement of the songs, one thing that I don't play with is having people who tell me the truth. I'm a good listener in as much as I know what I want, but I have people around me who I trust their judgments, and I know they have my back. I don't have yes men. I don't have yes men around me. You know, so when I was done with the project, I was really concerned about the arrangement and the placements of the song, because you could have great songs, but once the arrangement is not done properly, it just literally just messes up the album. You know, so I had to sit down with my friends, we bought drinks. We were 6 of us. We sat down, we're drinking, listening to music, played it over and over again, and we're like, no, let's put this here. Let's start with this song new, because it sounds like an intro. It's a song, but it sounds like an intro, and we just slowly build, you know, and just take it and make the switch, you know. So shout out to my friends, Alex, and a host of others who helped me with the arrangement of the song.
Amazing. I love that kind of concept, though, of actually sitting down with like a group of people in not a party setting, but like a very relaxed setting, and kind of let's find out what this actually is supposed to be, rather than like a very, I suppose, studio kind of formulaic way of doing it. Actually going, how is this supposed to sound? Like, how will it sound when it's in a natural kind of environment? That's such a cool way of doing it, man. That's really, really interesting to hear. Like, kind of looking through it, obviously, the project itself is kind of very monumental. It's taken a long time to put together. There's a lot of collaborations, as you mentioned before, from all around the world. Some of the names that are obviously on there: Ladipo, Jesse Jags, Sean Kuti, Alakiba, Yemi Alade. Like, we're not talking about like up and comers here. A lot of these are a very, very established, like known kind of faces. How did you find that process of kind of working on again your own solo project, but working amongst so many different people in these sort of scenarios?
Yeah. So. Most of these guys are my friends. I've been in the game for a while, and I like to make music again with people who I have connection with. Like, we have a genuine connection, because when you make music with someone who you have a genuine connection with, it's different.
Of course,
you know, like it's just very honest, you know. And if you listen to it, you can just tell that this is like a collaboration. It's not like a forced. It's not like a forced song. You know, and when I was working, my creation process is, when I want to create a song, I hear it in my head already, even before I start. I'm like, okay, praise, let's create a trap soul song, or let's create an Afrobeat song. Yeah, an Afrobeat song, I think Sean Kuti would be perfect on it. And I start, and I'm like, yo, bro, have the song, and it's like, yo, bro, let's do it. You know, so everything is just firstly premeditated because I know what I want to hear, and I know the right voices that actually would fall in for the right songs. You know, so I already have it in my head. Then I reach out to my friends, and the rest is history,
man. Nice, man. This is the thing, and I think something that I'm kind of gauging, having spoken to you about the album so far, is this idea of it's a very kind of naturally progressing thing. All of the kind of arrangement is designed to feel natural. It's designed to feel organic. The collaborations there, the ones that are supposed to be there in your kind of eyes. And it translates really nicely kind of listening through. I mean, I think it's not just me this is translating to. There's a lot of people who are enjoying the album. As you said, the response has been really cool from a lot of different places, and there's been a lot of really positive kind of press coming out as well. I read the Mixtape Madness article. That looked fantastic. Like, they were really kind of breaking down everything on there. Like, it must be cool to see how much people are loving this project from kind of, I suppose, all different areas.
Yeah, bro, for me, I'm really excited because, like I said, it's my first independent album. You know, when you go independent, there's so much pressure, there's so much at some point of uncertainty, to be honest. Like, am I doing it right or not, you know? And to be honest, at some point I was having that. At some point I was like, yo, like, I know this is amazing, but yo, like, I just hope it's received the way I want it to be received, because I know how much time, how much dedication I put into this album. Because, to be honest, at some point while I was working on the album, fun fact is I lost my hearing. Like, I couldn't hear with because I produced 7 songs on the album, and I literally mixed the whole album.
Okay.
So yeah, like, it was crazy. And at some point I couldn't hear with my right ear. So there was just so much going on. And we put out the album, man. It's so great. I'm so happy that the reception of the album has been what I hoped for. You know, like, yeah, you're loving it.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Like, it's great. It's great to see. Like, I think the kind of thing as well with that kind of route of going independent with something, as you said, it is a very uncertain road. You never really know. You're kind of trying and testing out methods in different ways. Was there anything that kind of again, from that kind of independent perspective, that kind of stood out as a thing of, I don't know why I haven't done this sooner? Was there any sort of things where you're like, this is such a better way of doing it?
So the good thing about being independent is, like, I get to make decisions that I know is right without taking my time on it.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes, like, when you're with a label, you know this is good, but sometimes it just has to go through processes that take a lot of time, and at the end it doesn't happen, or the window you need to do it just passes, you know. So right now I'm in a phase where I know, yo, like, just, I need to do this. And over the years I've learned a lot of things. I've unlearned and relearned some things that I know, yo, this is how it should be done. This is good for the music, this is good for the brand. And I don't waste time making those decisions, because I know in time past I didn't do something. So now is the time to redeem myself.
Okay, that does make sense. And it's, I think as well, that kind of thing of, I know I'm going in the right direction, I know this, that's like the overriding factor. And again, it comes back to that theme, doesn't it, of everything feeling right. It's feeling like it's in the right direction. It feels organic. It feels like it's in the right kind of way. Moving on then, with this, again, something we do need to talk about, obviously, Love You Better, the video is out there now. It's been really exciting to watch. I've watched the video a couple of times, and it feels like a very kind of warm video, you know. It feels like a very sweet video as well. Like, it gives off a lot of emotion. Like, how involved do you get in the kind of videography side of things, especially with that kind of independent approach?
So I like to get involved, but I also don't like to get too involved, in the sense that I'm an advocate of creative freedom. First of all, I know what I want. This is the song. This is what the song is about. And let me see your interpretation as a director.
Of course.
And I let them have their directive, their freedom, creative freedom. And once I connect with it, I'm fine. I'm not pushy. Like, there are times where I give, like, yeah, I think we should do it this way, we should do it this way. I don't think this works. But I also love to give creative freedom, because I, as a creative, I know how I value my creative freedom, you know. So when it comes to my videos, I also like it to be interpreted from a different perspective also, but doesn't shift away from what the song is talking about.
Awesome. Again, it's a really good video. All of the listenership right now, if you haven't had a check out of the video, do go and check it out. It's on your YouTube channel, and it's one of those videos, you know, that I've always found the definition for me of a good music video, or a video that fits a tune, is one that I see whenever I hear the tune. That's the thing. Like, you naturally visualize it, and I've already got that with this one, which is really cool to see. Again, are there any more videos on the way, or are you going to keep it liminal?
Oh, definitely. I'm shooting a lot of videos, because, I mean, if you listen to the album, you could just tell that, yo, there are a lot of songs that deserve videos. So I'm definitely shooting a lot of videos. I already shot two videos. Love You Better, I have Reckless already done. And I'm shooting all the collaborations and more songs, basically.
Amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing it, man. It's going to be really good to kind of see, again, the visual side of the project actually come into life, and basically showing off what it deserves to be, because having listened through it, it's one of my favorite drops of the year. Having listened through it, I've said a couple of times already, but it just feels like a project that makes sense, and it's been really good to kind of actually chat to you in person about breaking down what it's about and actually finding out kind of the roots of where those sounds come from. Again, for the rest of 2022, then, I'm assuming you're going to be primarily focused on pushing this project for the rest of the year.
Yeah, bro. For the rest of the year, pushing the project, performing. I'm planning a concert here in Nigeria, planning a concert in Kenya. I'll be doing intimate shows, concerts, pop-ups. I'll be doing a lot of performances to push the album. You know, like, I mean, now is the time to grind, bro. I'll be everywhere, bro. I'll be everywhere.
Amazing, man. Well, I've got to say thank you for coming on the show, man. It's been really good to
have you. Thanks, Jay, for having me, bro.
It's been great to have you on and actually talk through the project in general. But there we go. The album is out now. It's available everywhere, I believe.
Yeah, my album Reckless is available on all digital platforms. Wherever you listen to your music, it's there. Like, every platform. I mean, be it Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Boomplay, AudioMark, everywhere. Tidal, the album is there. Just search for Praise Reckless and you get the album there.
Amazing stuff. Well, there we go, guys. I'm kind of blown away by how happy I am with this conversation. It's been great to chat to you, man. Thank you for taking the time out of your morning, and best of luck with the rest of the promotion, man. I hope it goes well.
Thank you, my bro. Appreciate you, man.
It's been great to chat to you, sir. There we go, then, people. We are going to jump into a couple of tracks off of Reckless next, so do keep it locked. We're going to dive into a few of these, and then following on from that, we're going to get into the sounds of the Dub Shack. So keep it locked, and don't go anywhere. This has been the Interview Hour with Praise here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Leading the South's music culture, Trickstar Radio.